We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Oh, some encouragement here on the text line. Buffalo Pizza and Ale House has an open mic comedy night every Monday, 603 Dingin Street in Cheektowaga. You're more than welcome to bring your routine on stage. I might do that.
That would be cool.
I've been thinking of doing it. It's one of those things I've been thinking about doing, and I've been putting it off. I should do it. I think I can do it. And comedy is not easy to write, especially if you're writing 15, 20 minutes to start with. So maybe I'll get going on that. Sandy, am I crazy or what? Did Biden look like the Ken doll from the Ken and Barbie set last night? So I don't think so. Did you guys think they looked like Ken?
No, not at all.
And none of the women looked like Barbie, I can tell you that.
That's a good point.
I wish more women looked like Barbie.
Maybe Ken, after it sat in the closet for about 80 years.
Ken came out of the closet?
All I'm saying is Joe Biden looks a little worn.
Oh, okay. I think so. But at least he was there last night. Now, you talk about balls. And listen to this. This was in our news, and I didn't know it had happened. They just read it in the last newscast. Some Bloomberg staffers are urging some of the people on the debate to drop out so that they could move forward with meaningful candidates. Now, if you're any of the candidates there, you have supporters. You have people who have contributed to you financially. You've had people make up signs for you, put them on their lawn, pass out flyers at malls. You've had all that. And that, meanwhile, this guy just saunters in, and his people say, clear the decks. Why don't you drop out so that we can move forward? That takes incredible chutzpah. I mean, I can't believe that. I think it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I don't think we have to worry. He's done.
Yeah.
There's no momentum there.
In show business, you start strong and you end strong. And people remember the start. They remember the end. Okay? I think that the middle, not so much. I think that is going to be his political presidential career. He started strong with, ooh, he's going to be on tonight. And he ended at the end of the night with, ooh, is that all there is? We got to get Peggy Lee out there to sing, is that all there is to Mike Bloomberg?
It kind of reminds me of Jeb Bush when the Republicans were running. We had all of them. Oh, he's the anointed one. This one, all the momentum. Then once we started with debates and primaries, he was gone. No momentum. Never picked up any speed.
Nothing. Nothing. Every once in a while, you know, everything is like, okay, it's like a race. Both cars have the same parts in them, but there's different things that make a winning driver. And I don't think he looked like a winning presidential candidate last night. He looked pathetically weak. And here I was thinking that, okay, I think that Trump, who I'll be rooting for, obviously, Trump might have a little bit of a contest in there with Bloomberg. I didn't think Trump would have a contest with Bernie, but with Bloomberg, maybe. And now that I see Bloomberg, I don't think there's much of a contest there, to be honest with you.
I think since you're using a car analogy, I'll put it up this way. The Democrats are driving a Yugo. Trump is a vet.
Yeah, and he's moving. He's got the new engine built here in Western New York. Let's go to Mary on the cell phone. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
From Wyoming County, near that smelly farm you used to hate to drive your sports car past.
That's true. I drove a Porsche 928 right in back of a manure spreader.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to put in a plug for our farmers out here, because many of them are second and third generation Cornell graduates.
The farmers are America, and America is the farmers. There's no question about it. You talk about grassroots America, that's it. They feed us, and they take care of us.
and there are a lot of them, college graduates. You can't run a farm anymore if you don't have the smarts to figure out the computers, the gestation periods of the cattle. It's a big business. And I'm really proud of Wyoming County. We got a lot of smart farmers.
I love going down to Wyoming County because of the scenery. It's just beautiful. And I like the windmills down there, too. But you're right. Farmers are not dummies, and that's how they were portrayed. And how disrespectful. Oh, you don't want to disrespect the people that are feeding you. That's a suicide mission.
Yeah, you could get a dead fly under your pepperoni in a pizza.
Oh, thank you, Mary. And thanks for calling and reminding us how much we appreciate the farmers. I love the call. Thank you. Very good. Fly under your pepperoni. That sounds painful, don't you think? Why would you want to insult farmers? I mean, think about it like this, how important they are to us. Is there any group more important than farmers? Without farmers, there's no food. Without food, there's no people. Without people, what the hell are we doing a debate for? It's crazy. But that's the way it was. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with his staffers urging people to drop out of the race to move it forward. That's a kind of an arrogance we haven't seen in a long, long time.
It's like they prepared that statement before the debate and said, hey, after Michael kicks it out of the ballpark, let's release this statement.
Yeah, it was like that statement would have come out right after a tremendous blow-him-out-the-door performance. Instead, he creeped under the door while it was still closed and expects to, hey, follow me? I don't think so.
And by the way, I looked at those three congressmen that threw their support behind Bloomberg after the debate. One from New Jersey, one from New York. And can you guess where that third one's from?
California.
Yes.
How about that? We got that right. No, it's just a very, very disappointing in his performance. Now, he's spent a few hundred million already, and we say it like it's on the tip of our tongue. Is he going to continue to put money down a black hole? Because I don't see this going anywhere.
I think he thinks he can spend his way out of this awful performance.
If he can, it's an embarrassment to the country. We'll take a break and return after this. Let's see, got a couple of texts here. The text line is 30930. You can call, you can do that, or you can call 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236 and star 930. Talking about Sanders' worth. Somebody texted, he is listed as a millionaire at $2.5 million. And let's see, good luck. The house is in his wife's name, whatever that means. I'm not sure.
Pretty good for a guy who's never had a job in
ever.
His life.
Yeah, ever. He was living, I think, at home until he was 40. I'm just thinking suddenly he is worth more money by dropping out.
I'm sure he's really good with stock market.
Maybe he'll check with Bloomberg's people and offer a buyout. Maybe Bloomberg will just buy out the others. I say, hey, I'll give you all $5 million, say. And that might look pretty good to them.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. But I think having your staff out there telling other people to drop out is no class at all. People have commitments. It's important to have a group of different diversity, if you will. I hate that word, but diversity. So you get different perspectives to learn from the American public. We don't want Mr. Moneybags to just come in and buy it all up because that's the easiest way.
It'd be like Jerry Jones standing up at the NFL owners meeting saying, all right, I want the rest of you people to fold your franchises.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are going to be the champions.
It's going to be just me. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, in your Facebook page, what do you have?
Yeah, we'll go with Pat this time. Pat says, I cannot stand Donald Trump. I am not a Democrat, but I do not like President Trump. And after watching that debate yesterday, it is clear President Trump is the only candidate worth voting for, and now is too late for anyone else to jump in.
You know what's funny is the reality. You know, it's one thing to have a favorite, somebody has stolen your heart somewhere along the line, but it's another to be real. When I tuned in the debate 15 minutes earlier and I ended up on MSNBC, which I never watch, it was like a different universe. They're talking about how he's ruined the country and all that, and yet we know all the statistics call that a lie. It's not true. He's done very, very well in a short amount of time without any help from print, without any help from television, without any help from his own party, really. And he's done it, and he's gotten it done, and he's fulfilling his campaign promises. How could you possibly say he's been failing? It's just a downright lie.
Well, they have the blinders on. Refuse to see it.
It's just incredible to me. It really, truly is.
Their hatred of Donald Trump and people like us, conservatives, it knows no limit.
Well, I'm sorry. I like myself, so I'll stay conservative. Thank you. Mr. Beamer, another, please.
Never mind. Steve says it was much more amusing than any of those.
Steve, they were biting this morning, you know.
That's right.
Thank you, Steve. Go ahead.
Real good, Steve.
Real good.
It was much more amusing than any of those late night comedy shows. The attacks were so loud that it was hard to hear what they were yelling about. I couldn't stop laughing.
One of the sound bites coming out of last night that I've seen and heard is Amy Klobuchar saying, "So do you think I'm stupid?" Now I didn't see that happening in real time, so I don't know who would have alluded to the fact
that was that over not knowing the president of Mexico, I believe.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that's right.
Remember, they always get a candidate, usually some. Mexico is not obscure, certainly, but usually some obscure country in overseas in Europe. And how would you possibly know all of them? There's no way you would, unless that was your only job. Another.
Remember Saturday Night Live during the 2000 election, and it was the debate after George Bush missed on one of the foreign leaders?
Yeah.
So Will Ferrell's like, "Well, while you figure that out, let me read off some more foreign names for you."
Well, you know, being president isn't easy, and your staff has to prepare you for what you're going to encounter. If Bloomberg's staff, sure, he pays well, by the way. Do you know that the average, I read this the other day, the average person working this campaign with him, the average one, $75,000.
Wow.
So he's paying money. He's got money, and he's paying it, and he's spending it, okay? And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that you got to be honest with yourself. And you can't act like a jerk to have your staff out there asking others to drop out, please.
He also hired an army, if I'm not mistaken, of people to try to make him look good on social media.
Well, he's got the people, and the 1,300 was the number I saw of journalists he has working for him who have been instructed not to write anything.
That came out when he first entered, by the way.
You can't write anything about him. So here you are, you're in his employee. Now, we've seen what happens if you write against your employer, as we saw what happened here at Delaware North. And I don't blame Delaware North.
With Nate McMurray.
Yeah, you can't have one of your employees publicly badmouthing them. Like, I badmouth all my bosses, but it's a joke. I do it as a joke for most of them. And so that's one thing. But if you're serious about it, you can't be expected to be employed there very long.
Yeah, it just shows you where Nate McMurray comes from.
Yeah.
A lot of class there.
So Delaware North did, I think, the right thing. You can't have that. You take some pride in your business and the people in it and try and keep people happy. You can't have a guy who's nailing you with all kinds of nasty little rebukes and still be employed.
Can we blame him and Cuomo for the shutdown of Fantasy Island?
I think it's Cuomo's fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
You must be this high to ride the rides.
No silver comment for you.
Yes. I wonder if they sold any of the rides yet.
When I drove by my way home yesterday, I could see lights on in the park, so I was assuming that workers were dismantling things.
That's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad.
You're going to have all that land just sitting there doing nothing, because I don't see a developer coming in. And what are they going to put there?
But look, it's prime land. Look at the traffic that passes that.
Oh, yeah.
parcel every single day.
And there's a cool batting cage go-kart place a couple of doors down.
Oh, is
that
there?
We go to, yep.
All right.
I'd like to purchase the mini golf from
That'd be fun.
Fantasy Island.
That'd it wasn't be... in good condition, though.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
I was like, we could put it here and golf it's our true. Way through the studios.
Now, that's something we could have put in my yard.
We used to play Nerf basketball at KB while our shifts were going on. We, Don Cobiella and Phil Arno, the owner of Buzz TV, was one of our contestants. I think we played a little one-on-one with Phil.
We used to do that here until one day I walked in and the hoop was nowhere to be seen. And 6 years later, I'm still hoping to walk in one day and that hoop to be back.
Well, one day...
We always had one in the studio, even on Elmwood.
Well, one day I was gone and I came back and Hoops was missing.
Oh, I miss her.
I do, too. She was a great lady there. That was her nickname. Had a lot of fun with her.
Yeah, for so many years. Yeah,
long, long time.
Motorcycle enthusiast and just...
And when I had a car crew down at Holland Speedway, she was one of the crew.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat.
I got pictures of it. It's really cool. All right, Beamer, another.
Joanne says, I really could only take watching the debates for about 10 minutes. I can't listen to these morons, even if they're arguing with each other. The only joy I take in it is knowing that President Trump will get 4 more years. So that's what I did. I turned on the Trump rally.
The Trump rally, it was fun.
Uplifting.
Yeah, he has fun because you never know what he's going to say, and you never know what words he's going to use to say it. And that's he's not a typical president. Everybody says that, and we all know that. But he uses words never in the lexicon of a president of the United States.
Bigly.
And that's why people like him. They like him. He's in the pop culture. He knows what's going on. One day he's at a NASCAR race. The next he's at a summit meeting on global warming. I mean, the man is pretty well-rounded. And he himself never mentions his own money. He's not like Bloomberg and the people around Bloomberg who... Their whole candidate's persona is money. Take that away and there's nothing there. All right, we'll be back with more with Beach & Company. Get on the phone, get on text, get on the, let's see, what else do we have? We have Facebook. Anything else? We have
Smoke Signal.
Pony Express.
We have Smoke Signal.
Yeah, we can't use that. We elected the wrong pope last
time. Oh.
We'll be back after this.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back with Beach & Company, the globe-trotting Beach & Company. We have done 10 trips around the world. Nine of them with legendary air personality Dan Nevereth. And the first one we did was not with Dan. And I said, you know, we can have a lot of fun with Dan joining us. And so he's been on the last nine. Now, the Russian trip, the ship is sold out, so that's closed. We can't do the Russian trip anymore. So thank you for your participation in that. The next one is Alaska aboard the Viking Orion. And that's August 14th through the 24th. And there's a lot to see. From Seward, Alaska to Vancouver, Canada, aboard the Orion. And some of the things in Seward, there's the Alaska Seal Life Center. We're going to check out the Hubbard Glacier, the Tribal Dance and Cultural Legends exhibit in Skagway, White Pass Summit, Klondike Gold Rush Town. In Juneau, which is the capital, it's the island city, gold prospecting. How about that? In Sitka, the Russian influence in fur trading. I wonder if you bring your own fur. I don't think so. How fur do you have to go to get it? I'm not really sure, but that's in Sitka. In Ketchikan, I know I've purchased things in Ketchikan before because that was our first trip. We have the native town, first city, Totem Park. How about that? And the cruise on the Inside Passage, abundant wildlife, orca, whales, dolphins, bald eagles, all kinds of things. It's an 11-day cruise, two countries, nine ports, and they don't nickel and dime you on Viking. There's a free excursion with every port. So if you want to check it out, all you have to do is give them a call. The number 1-844-688-7477. That's a AAA number. And we'd like to have you join us in the next trip. And then the last one of the year would be in January of next year, and that is Australia and New Zealand. So the trips this year are all bucket list trips, if you really think about it. You have the Alaska trip, which is the next one. First, we have the Russian one. That's in June. And then in August, the Alaskan trip. And then the last one, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And it doesn't get any better than Viking either. So you might want to check it out. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. The debate, winners and losers. Plus, give me your thoughts. Maybe it's all fair in love and war, but Bloomberg staffers asking people who are on the debate stage to drop out. Hey, drop out. Don't you know our Mr. Wonderful is here? Yes, Mr. Bloomberg has more money than all of you put together, so you should drop out. Just make room for him. I can't believe how full of chutzpah you must be to be able to do that. It's still an active thing going on, and everybody should stay as long as they can, as long as they're viable. And natural selection, usually in the form of running out of money, causes people to drop one at a time. And I thought it was important that some of these have a good debate. I don't know if Biden did well enough to keep going or not. I haven't seen the
he didn't move reviews. The needle at all.
No? But Warren, Elizabeth Warren.
She did. She may have gained some.
And I think she deserved to gain some.
Well, she had to, Sandy. If you look at it, she is almost like a Hail Mary.
Yeah, well, that's it. She needed to do that. And if you're a campaign staffer for Bloomberg and you're figuring strategy, that's one of the things you figure. She's going to have to do that. Biden's going to have to do it. They're all going to come after him for what? Talking about his money and some things that he has done that do not sit well with the voting public. Mistreatment of women, buyout clauses to keep quiet.
Just because he told a woman to kill her baby.
Yeah, redlining practices by the banks. Thought that farmers don't have much brain power nor need it. You just put the seed in the ground and put some water on it, and that's all you have to do. And little does he know that farming has changed since that used to work.
You know, I'm curious to find out if, you know, everybody talks about, well, you know, the Trump supporters, you know, they're just going to sit home on the election because they think it's in the bag. But how many liberals or how many Democrats have given up on this field going against Trump? And they may sit home realizing we have no chance to beat Trump. And I'll give you an example. Cher over the weekend sent out a message to her 3.7 million followers that she doesn't think any of the Democrats running in 2020 can beat Trump.
I agree with her.
And finally, something we agree with.
And you know who she's reaching out to? Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. So that's it. You think that if Bernie gets aced out again, like he did last time, do you think that his followers are going to go to Bloomberg? Not likely. Or to any of them. I think they'll be very, very angry. And you know what? Here's a thought. Although I firmly do not believe in this, this guy's got enough money to do it. Third party. What if Bloomberg sees he's not going to happen? Do you think, I don't believe in third parties, because now you come up against others who aren't in the third party. It's hard to get things done, but do you think a third party would be effective?
It's possible, because I don't see him as a Republican or a Democrat, and that would be great. Let's go back to Ross Perot.
Yeah, well, Ross Perot influenced that election. All right, we'll take a break and return for the final quarter hour of a fabulous Beach and Company. Hang in there. I was watching. I got a couple of new shows, fairly new shows. One called The Doctor and the other called The Resident. They're both about medicine, obviously. Both good shows. And one of them was talking about dealing with a patient who was like a young boy who was signing, that he had voice problems. He had learned sign, and his parents had learned sign. I can't imagine how hard that would be to learn how to sign. Have you ever met anybody that either knows how to sign or can read signs?
No, but I was, not too long ago, I was looking through, and it was the whole alphabet done in sign and how to do it.
Amazing.
It takes a lot of practice.
Amazing. I it must take years, because language is one thing, but visual is another. And you not only have to do it, you have to do it well, or people can't read it right. I don't know. I would think it would take a long, long time.
Yeah, I dated a woman who
spoke in sign?
Who had a sign to someone in their family.
Oh,
so
really?
She had it down
so
very
she
well.
Learned it. You know, when we have these emergencies and public officials are talking about, fires or snow or something like that, they usually have somebody signing if somebody's speaking at a press conference. And I'm thinking how specific phrases and whatever are translated into sign. Have you ever noticed the sign people are very animated?
I think you have to be.
You'd probably have to be, yeah. And they're very animated. And then you try, as you look at them, you try and guess what that sign meant, because it moves along at pretty fast clip. I don't think I could do it. I mean, yeah, I could point to a couple of things. That's about it. It's amazing what people can do that you admire. I admire anybody that can do that.
Yeah,
can tell you that.
Definitely.
So, Mr. Beamer, we've got a few minutes to go over a few more last-minute details about the debate. But if it's true that Bloomberg staffers are asking others on the stage to drop out so they can move forward, that's an extremely offensive to me, because I believe everybody has a chance to show yourself, show what you got, and ask the people to vote for you so you can prove it, and to have others just get out of my way because you're beneath my my campaign. To be honest with you, if they all took a vote, if anybody from last night's debate should drop out, it should be Bloomberg.
Oh, he'd be kicked off the island.
Yeah, he would be. The others got together, he would be the first one off. He didn't look like he beat anybody one-on-one last night. And it'll be interesting. We'll see how fast the learner he is. We got to give the guy credit for brains, or he wouldn't be worth $60 billion. That can't all be luck. So he's got to be a smart guy. But he certainly didn't look or he didn't look like a confident guy, didn't look like a smart guy, didn't look like he could take on anyone one-on-one. They were all, of course, they've been doing it longer than he has this time around. He's just jumping in now because he didn't want to be bothered with the riffraff at the beginning. And the Super Tuesday, when that comes up, which is not that far away, he's got a lot of money invested in Super Tuesday alone to see what he can do. But there again, I think that anybody who's in the race already, unless they want to, shouldn't be pressured to leave to benefit somebody else. Now, let's see, who was it said that no matter who wins, Elizabeth Warren said, I was trying to remember who said it, no matter who wins, she's going to support him. But she obviously wants it herself. She really needed a good performance, and she got one. I think she probably had one of the more memorable performances. I don't know if it'll move the needle. You had the view of the needle. Who moved the needle the most?
Well, Bloomberg, but in a downward arrow. He dropped 21%. I think Buttigieg moved. He was like 8 points something. Elizabeth Warren may have had a little bit up. Biden stayed the same. He didn't move the needle at all. Neither did Klobuchar.
See, Biden needed to move the needle.
Yeah, that campaign's going nowhere. It's
when
no momentum.
When they count the next ballots, he's done if he's not in the top two, I think. He's got to be there. Now, I'm not saying he deserves to be there. I'm just saying he's got to in order to keep the campaign going.
You could change this whole, instead of calling it the primary, to season of Survivor, because that's what it seems like. Now we have, you know, factions ganging up on Bloomberg, just like the show.
And he'll show up in a loincloth.
Oh, please.
And a filet mignon. On the grill. Mr. Joe Beamer, is he on the phone? No, he's not. Okay, can you lay a couple more on us, please?
Yeah, let's talk with Stanley, who says, after watching that debate, it's been confirmed what I already knew.
What's that?
They have no plan. They have no ideas. All last night was a bunch of grown adults screaming at each other. We don't need 4 years of that.
They were screaming, and they just the one that can scream the longest is the winner on each of those battles. And meanwhile, you're at home trying to make you say, "What did he say? What did she say?" I'm not really sure. So I think that's a legitimate complaint.
Another vote here. Jackie says again, for the ninth time, watching a debate, Donald Trump came out the winner.
Yeah, Trump wasn't even there, but he took some of the oxygen out, too. Smart, knowing that Bloomberg was going to join the campaign, so he knew there'd be some interest in tune-in. There hasn't been on these, but this would be, and so he was deflecting some of that.
Because his rally was going on at the same time, he must have had it recorded, obviously. Then we watched it maybe when he was on the plane, and then there he is on Twitter just, you know, firing off his opinions about Bloomberg and this one and that one. It was great.
He's a piece of cake. Wouldn't you love to have seen him do a walk-on? Right in the middle of the debate. Any room for me up here? You know,
heads would have exploded.
Hi, Mike. Good to see you. How's your money? Now, you know, Trump has money, too. He doesn't have Bloomberg money, but he's got money. But that doesn't define him. But with Bloomberg, it does. Talk to anybody about Bloomberg, and they will mention his money. That's the whole thing about Bloomberg.
Because he doesn't have a track record to run on.
Yeah, nobody's going to say, well, you know, when he was mayor of the city, New York, for three terms, he did this, he did that. No, nobody. They just talk about his money. That's the only thing they talk about. He's like Johnny Holmes with currency. Okay, there's some one thing to talk about. That's it. You're defined by it. You are cursed by it. You are admired by it. Okay, Mr. Beamer.
Joe says, by the way, great name. Joe says, comparing this to the 2016 Republican debates, it's no competition. We thought that was a clown show, but that actually looks like a bunch of professionals compared to what we saw last night.
And remember, the Democrats started with 17. I mean, the Republicans started with 17. 17. Got whittled down, whittled down, whittled down. Who knew that the last man standing would be Donald Trump? Nobody knew that. I bet. Do they put any of these races on the board in Vegas? Do you know that? Can you bet on them?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if on the first out of the gate when the bell rang, what the odds are of Trump. I bet they were high.
Yeah, I think when Trump first announced, they were 3,000 to 1 or 4,000 to 1 odds.
Man.
Right now, he's the favorite, though, for them.
Wow. I would think he would be. He's the incumbent. So what do you guys got planned this week? I'm off tomorrow, obviously. My luxurious contract says I do lawns and things like that on my day off.
Do you? Could you do some work on mine?
I do. I work on your bush. Do you have any bushes?
I have several.
Okay, we'll trim those up. I'll get your garage ready so the door will open and you won't rip your shoulders off.
Oh, thank you. I could use that for sure.
And I'm going to give you something that you really would like. I know you've been yearning for it, a home-cooked meal.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to bring potatoes and meat and everything and cook you and the kids a nice meal.
Oh, I thought you were going to Bernadette cook something.
Bernadette's a good cook.
Yeah, I know.
She's a really good cook. And Bernadette's good at a lot of things. She is a woman of a particular set of skills, and every day I learn about more of them.
Nice.
Thank you. Well, that about wraps it up. So the general consensus was it was a clown show last night, and that if that's all Bloomberg has, then he ought to reconsider before blowing another couple of $100 million.
I heard at one point Biden referred to him as Bloomberger.
Yeah, well, that's it. He's got a money full of burgers. All right, we'll see you on Monday on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Sandy Beach WBEN Studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.